Want to know more about cryptocurrency? Well, you're in the right place. This is Crypto Unplugged. A fact-based, straight talk, and no-nonsense look into the world of cryptocurrency. We discuss trading strategies and market advice, review up-and-coming projects, and more. And we've got years of experience and knowledge that can help new and seasoned investors become more confident and comfortable navigating the cryptocurrency landscape. Now, let's get to the podcast. Here's your host, Dr. Crypto.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Crypto Unplugged. Doc here as your host, and we're in episode 61, listeners, and Bitcoin is currently trading above $61,000. Oz is with me. Oz, what the fuck? It's been such a long time since we've seen this. How are you feeling?
It's pretty crazy, actually, because yesterday was a crazy day. Firstly, I was at my friend's house until about 1, 2 in the morning. Then I came home. I had to get onto this Toshipad IDOs thing, which was a nightmare. We'll talk about that stuff later, but that was a nightmare. Fell asleep at 7:30 in the morning. Woke up at 2 o'clock, and I see Bitcoin at 60,000. And I thought, what is going on here? This is actually crazy. The predictions that we've been making since 2022, 2023, finally, it's coming true in terms of our analysis. And I just thought to myself, this is actually proving to be really, really exciting, but also really, really dangerous as well. I'm not falling into the trap of 2020, 2021. You know, after you've been through a couple of bear and bull cycles, you're a lot more calmer, I think, at these stages. So I'm not really it's crazy to see the price, but I'm not emotionally, I'm just stable.
Yeah, you know what it is? No, Oz, you know what it is? Like you're saying, going through a couple of cycles like this, yeah, particularly the last one. I'll just put in context, listeners, yeah, and give you a bit of context, Oz, yeah? Do you know, it's been November the 1st, okay? November the 1st, 2021, when we saw Bitcoin last at 61,000, I think it was around that time. Since that time, there's been some major global events, yeah? We've seen the World Cup 2022, yeah? Argentina, Messi won, okay? Queen Elizabeth, okay? Oz, okay? Who's basically been through about 5 generations of humans, okay? Passed away in that time, all right? What else? COVID was still fresh in people's mind. Erik Haaland, Manchester City, wasn't even a global star at that time. Okay, it's been such a long time, but obviously with all of this, you know, experience that you go through with this crash, and in that time as well, with regards to the markets, Oz, you know, in that particular time, especially going back to 2022 in the summer, in May, when we saw the Luna crash. Then Sam Bankman-Fried with FTX as well, Bitcoin going down and Bottomman got 16,000. All hope was all lost except the believers. Then the narrative of, you know, what you were just talking about, Oz, that, okay, 5 or 6 months after the Bitcoin halving, we should see major events. The analysis that you were talking about in terms of right and left-handed cycles, it seems to be coming, as planned, you know. Senator Palpatine from Star Wars, Oz, you know, the Emperor, everything is foreseen as planned, that meme. You remember that one, yeah?
But
at the moment, the alts really haven't taken off, okay? We've seen the T3 total market cap of everything apart from Bitcoin and Ethereum currently at $595 billion. And in the last podcast episode, Oz, we did speak about above 610 or 615. Rather than getting into the hype, the preparation has been done during the bear market. It's calm, but you've got to have some cautious optimism at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think so. You know, the left-hand cycle or left-translated cycle that we've been talking about forever now. It's getting a bit more popular, but still a lot of people are expecting the 2025 cycle to end, you know, mid-2025, end of 2025. I still don't see that, to be honest. I don't see, in terms of timing and cycles and how they work, You know, I just can't see the way the metrics and the charts and the analysis is setting up. It's setting up for a violent short bull market. We're not sure, but just a violent bull market. It's like, because in 2021 we never had the crazy blow off top. We had a double top, which was quite boring towards the end. It just like went like 3,000-4,000 over and then just completely collapsed. I think this time we're going to see a violent all time high, like a 2017 style. And what you're saying with the alts have done well to a point. You know, they're just bubbling, and I think with Total 3, you're going to start seeing it catch up now. And if you look at the time chart that I keep posting about the phases, Bitcoin now is in phase four, towards the end of phase four, and the alt sign have just gone. They're always one phase behind it. It's always like that until Bitcoin surpasses its old all-time high, which it probably will. You know, it could well do in the next you know, few weeks to a month or so, and then after that happens, then you'll see the alts really take off and, you know, really start making the huge gains that we see. And with the Total 3 about nearly approaching 600 billion, I still have a target up to about 2.5 trillion that I can get to. So there's still a long way for alts to go. So yeah, I think it's going to be insane and it's going to be crazy. But I think at this stage you have to be a bit calm, because you're going to start getting crazy targets now. People are going to start talking about 200k, 250k, you know, a million and all that sort of stuff, 2025. And if you haven't got a plan, you better make one now. And our plan has always been from the start, you know, this bull run will be, you know, a left translated cycle that will probably end in 2024. And I've got my targets, time targets for June. And also for, you know, November, June, my two time targets, or before November 2024, where this will top. So I've got my time period in place. All I'm going to check now, once it comes to the kind of the top that I'm looking at, is the price targets. And once the time and price combines together, that's when I'll start scaling out. But yeah, it's exciting times ahead right now. But I've always got one eye on the top, you know, at this stage. A lot of people have probably got, unfortunately, I'm in a few groups, and a lot of people are now starting to buy, which is, yeah, it's not too bad in terms of alts. But what I'm saying is their plan now is to look a year and a half ahead. So I think they're going to be completely blindsided. But yeah, it's a preparation in the bear market was key. That's what I think.
Yeah, the thing is, there's, you know, a lot to discuss, Oz. Yeah, just looking at this and this current time as well, because it's quite important to control your, you know, have this psychology or this investor mentality at the moment, that not to get caught up, because, you know, like it or not, the crypto market is expanding. Okay, you're going to have many more new people coming. People are going to start to adapt. People are going to start to invest when Bitcoin does reach its all-time high. Sky News, actually, I think, you know, as a main headline, mentioned that Bitcoin pushed past 60,000, okay, mainstream media. And at the moment, on Twitter, on social media, people on podcasts or on YouTube videos and stuff who are in the crypto community, we're still in an echo chamber and in a bubble where retail or, you know, other people, for example, the guy in the corner shop or, you know, an Uber driver, is not really caught on yet. Okay, so there is time. But interesting point, Oz, we were talking about the last podcast, we're talking about total market cap, Total 3, yeah? And we're talking about this 1.7 to 2.2 range. And I think you've, you know, basically changed that a bit to go to about 2.7, which is interesting. And also, Oz, we're talking about this correction that could possibly happen as well, and a personal strategy. If anybody's, for example, staking, and me and you, we did discuss this before, you know, offline, we're just chatting and exchanging ideas and stuff. Now, if you're staking, be careful of your staking as well, and do set yourself, based upon your personal analysis, do your own research, that make sure you're not caught up in a staking lock, where you've got a lot of tokens that are staked and, you know, the market's higher and there's probably a correction happening and you don't benefit in that way. But that's something to happen. And a blood path correction as well. There's, you know, if you have got certain money in your decentralized exchange or in your personal wallets or whatever, or on centralized exchanges as well, it's good to be positioned in that way as well. So this strategy is important, Oz, yeah? You know, as a whole. And we'll be talking about the alts in a second. But when we're talking about targets, Oz, because you're talking about targets, okay? You're talking about having your levels where to sell. But there's something a bit more, you know, individual in this sense as well, that looking back when you were just talking about targets right now, it just, an idea came in my head. And I was talking about how we had personal targets. Okay, Oz, you got your personal targets and you had your personal targets before. And it was quite dangerous, Oz, when we're looking at where the market is going, you start to calculate, you start to think, for example, that, okay, when my portfolio is worth this much, okay, then I'm going to start to cash out. And you lose the ability to take profit, you know? And, you know, even when we had the 61,000 Bitcoin of the 1st of November, and I saw you a couple of months later, okay, the market had already really crashed. And we were talking that if you had sold even at that time, Oz, okay, yeah, this, we're talking about seven figures here. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So you've got to be careful in terms of your exit strategy or profit-taking strategy as each and every single individual. And okay, so for example, whatever you've invested in, you're going to start to, you know, look at market cap. You're going to start looking at total three. You're going to start calculating your altcoins, and you're going to thinking, okay, I'm only going to sell when this is, you know, when I reach this amount of money and then take out. Okay, which can be disadvantages as well, because you could end up losing everything. Not to be like the master of doom and gloom, but the point is that realistic profit taking thing, because we are all in this, whether you like it or not, not for the tech. We're in it for the money. We're in it for changing our lives, and we're in it for potential generational change, isn't it? Okay, that's just a, you know, comment on what you're talking about. But looking now at the markets and how they behaved, okay, and nobody wants to be smug or saying, look, I told you so, or whatever. But if you look at, for example, Capo, okay, and there's a few others as well, you know, waiting for 30K and stuff like that. And sometimes, I'm not saying this is the case, but you got people, for example, who are only going to prove a point, Oz, okay? It's just, you know, you're basically chopping off your nose, you know, to spite your face, okay, to prove a point. But in the actual period, if you're waiting for 30K to come back, Bitcoin's doubled since that time, okay? Forget, I mean, who gives a shit what's happening on social media or to prove a point? If you're losing this to prove a point, what does it really matter? Do you know what I'm trying to say, Oz? And sometimes this bearish narrative will be, for example, or bullish narrative will be, think, for example, okay, it's in our benefit that we're pushing a narrative because it suits our positioning in a sense, isn't it? Do you know what I'm trying to say? So, yeah. You know, this issue of the bears, I mean, what's happened, Oz? Because I've been off social media, of Twitter, for the last 5 or 6 days. I mean, what's happening to these bearish sentiments at the moment?
Yeah, I think with Capo and people like that, and I don't think they're very good analysts anyway, just generally. I think they're very, when I look at their analysis, they're very basic in terms of what they do. And I don't think they were very good in terms of predicting price. And yeah, like you said, I think it became a more of an ego thing. And, you know, they will be right one day once Bitcoin does crash. But, you know, they missed the entire move up. But regardless, like you're saying, price targets and your own personal targets, I wouldn't, like we made mistakes when we were saying that when we want to get to a certain price in our portfolio. That sort of stuff. Now, you have to be very cold and emotionless when it comes to taking profits. And for me personally, because I'm now at a stage where I'm quite comfortable with targets and with the charts and where I think it could go, you know, where Bitcoin could go, or even if I was wrong, and I would have a second exit strategy, because, you know, the way I look at charts is this kind of levels where there are danger zones and where I would just get out the market. But that's for me personally. But for people out there who are, you know, don't like charts, or they find it difficult, or, you know, anything like that, I would just go on sentiment. That's probably one of the easiest ways to do it, in terms of when your friends who were never into crypto are talking about Bitcoin, or like you said, the famous example of a taxi driver or your barber, or anybody's just talking about crypto, then it might be a good time to start taking that. That's like the bubble phase, and that will come like it always does. And that could be a time to start taking profits. But for me personally, the profits, the way I see targets, I don't, maybe the way I've grown over my analysis back in 2020, 2021, even from 2018 when I first started, nowadays I try to do it more holistically. I'm not solely looking at the Bitcoin chart and the Bitcoin price and where it's going to go. For me, all the markets, I'm talking about all risk assets, have to triangulate in terms of a top. So I'll look at the stock markets. I'll look at the Nasdaq, the S&P, the Dow Jones. Then I'll look at the DXY. Then I'll go into maybe treasuries. Even I'll look at treasuries, and then I'll get an idea from there. Then I'll go on to crypto. But with crypto, I won't just look at BTC. I'm going to look at crypto. I'm going to look at Total 3, Ethereum, Bitcoin dominance, ETH, BTC, and all of this sort of stuff will paint a picture in my head of where the top is coming in, whether it's coming in June, November, or if I'm wrong in terms of a left translated cycle, if it's coming in 2025. So our analysis right now is, yes, 2024 should be a top. But if we're wrong, we'll probably see that in the charts, and we're going to, I would love it to go to 2025. You make more money.
Oz. Yeah, you make more money. You got more time.
I would love it to go to 2020, but I just can't see it. It's just not that for me. I just can't see it yet in the charts. But if it does, I would love it. People say to me, a lot of people have said to me, in other groups and things like this, that why are you saying 2024? What? It's not like I want to say 2024. I actually want 2025. I want this to be a normal cycle, but it's just not going about that way. So I could make so much more money if I follow the herd and say, yeah, 2025. But realistically, we have to do what's best for us and our followers as well, our community. So when I see everything aligning and a top coming, whether it's in May, June, July, August, September, November, whenever it comes, that's when I'll be very clear about me selling my positions, and I'm out of the market, and that time will come. But at the moment, I have to, I always get this question on Twitter all the time: what's your target? What's your price target? And I give an answer. Yeah, 80,000, 100,000, 120,000. Like fib targets or targets that are there. But it's more nuanced than that. It's not just giving. It's not just saying, oh yeah, I think it's going to get to 90,000. No, it's not. Or it's going to get to 120,000. That's more for that's like clout behavior, right? But if you really look at, if you really think about it, when it gets to the time. So I've got time targets, firstly. So when it comes to that time, then I'm going to start looking at prices and where it is, and look at a number of factors. And if I think the top is in, I'll say, yeah, I'm selling. But if the time target comes and I look at price and I think to myself, hang on a minute, this is, the top's still not in, I won't care. I'll just carry on and I'll be very clear about it. So when it comes to the time of taking profits and when it comes to the time of the top, I think, I will have a general idea of when it's happening. But what you guys have to do is always secure profits. If you're not sure when it's going to happen, and you don't believe in TA or you don't believe in all of these things, as you DCA'd in, if you did it well, then DCA out. It's just there's a lot of strategies to taking profits. But at the moment, I can say, and it's not being arrogant or it's not big ego, I'm quite confident with my chart reading abilities. So I will. I'm not saying I'm going to get the day of the top, but I would envisage myself trying to get the, you don't need to get the top or the exact bottom, but just get the meat of the move, which we're doing at the moment. So yeah, that's what I would advise people to do.
Yeah, it's not a question of ego, Oz, or anything like that. Look, you have the ability, based upon your understanding and research, to do what you believe is best for you. Okay, it's similar, for example, if anybody's going to do fundamental analysis or pick out gems and stuff like that, I will, be confident that these projects are going to be good and put my money where my mouth is and basically make the moves or make an entry into particular projects, yeah? But, talking about, time targets, Oz, yeah? and danger zones. Because look, if, for example, someone is not really focused on understanding or has a, you know, a developed understanding, which is compounded, you know, for a number of years and experience and stuff like that, you know, with regards to technical analysis, then there, obviously the sentiments will be a good indicator, market sentiments or general investor sentiment, noobs coming in, whatever, and all respect to everyone. But also, for example, social metrics as well. Look, the last time casting our way back, Oz, yeah, you know, 2021, late 2021, you know, Bitcoin going to a million, plan B, things like that. You can get caught up, you know, that's the reality. But when you're looking at danger zone, Oz, which is an interesting one, yeah, and I'm going to ask you this, okay? Your strategy, for example, if something, you know, if there's a move and it goes into the danger zone, it tips into danger zone, would you be more cautious right now based upon your journey to take out profits when it gets into the danger zone? Or would you, you know, do you have more of a calm demeanor, Oz? Or, for example, previously, how would you have behaved in, you know, when a market's going into a danger zone?
Yeah, you know, I tell you, back in 2021, you might seem, people might, listeners might think, oh, yeah, he's talking shit right now. But the top, I actually took out a lot of money in the first top, like a lot. Because I thought that was
the
top.
Are you talking about first top, the proper one? April, yeah.
April, May. Yeah. April time. I took out.
Yeah, I remember that. Obviously. Yeah. Yeah. Because that time was, you know, just to, sorry to interrupt, you're talking about, for example, you know, PokerStar even, yeah? Cashed out in PokerStar. And, you know, a lot of these other shit coins and stuff like that, you know, some of the IDOs and taking major profits into that and then just waiting for. Because I was remember it was like Eid time, Oz, yeah? You know?
And
it took it out, and there was a bit of a lull that came down all the way back to August, isn't it? Yeah, sorry, I was gone. Exactly.
No. I in April, May, or I think it was April, or I think I took it actually about 55,000. It was about 55,000, and I knew that was a area of a top that time. Now, when Bitcoin went back down, and then it went back up to 69 in November. I was never easy in terms of putting money. I did put money back in, and it was a mistake, but I was never comfortable with that move that happened. And on the charts, it just wasn't looking right to me. But why did I second guess myself there? Because I follow too many people. That time I was also relatively new in this, you know, first bull cycle and all that sort of stuff. And there was a lot of noise there, you know, a lot of people talking, you know, a lot of things happening where it was, you know,
it was a mad time.
It was a mad plan B's model and this model and that model and liquidity and, you know, a lot of things. And this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And I let all that news and that, you know, other people's opinions really affect my judgment. But if I was, I really reflect on that moment, because if I look in the just, you know, without any kind of emotion, that 69,000 that I went to, I was never comfortable that was a healthy move. Volume was so low, divergences everywhere, and in hindsight, that was, you know, now I can say that was that, you know, that was the second top. But for me, the real top was April. In terms of true technical analysis, and I've always said this, April was the top. The 69,000, in terms of technically, it was a new all time high, but it was not the top. People who understand technical analysis and Elliott Wave and stuff like that will understand what I'm saying. I won't go into it too much, but and that really, you know, if I trusted my own instincts, I would have never gone back in that sense, and I wouldn't have lost quite a bit of money there. And the thing is now how I am, and you know, I didn't let that deter me. I didn't get depressed. I didn't get down. Kept learning. Kept doing my studies in reading charts and going more into time analysis, and I find that was helped me so much more. There is price analysis, and it's good, but for me, time analysis is one of the game changers of reading markets. There's so many aspects to time analysis. You can do weekly time analysis, you can do monthly, quarterly, daily, cycles in terms of the 4-year cycle of Bitcoin. There's so much time analysis you can do, and I've been learning and I've been studying that. And you know, I've put my own take on terms of time analysis. And this is why now, when I said back, I think in 2023 July, I said, there's a tweet and you can go back and search my tweets. In July, I put in that the top of the year is going to come in November, December. Now, back in July, to say that with confidence, and I was confident that was going to happen, and the top of 2023 was December, if you remember back. Now I'm sitting here in January. I made a tweet on the 2nd or 3rd of January, and I've said that as long as that 34,000 was never breached, Bitcoin is going to make an all-time high probably in Q2 or something like that. So my first time target, you know, is June. After June, I'll assess what's happening. Now, when I look at that, I'm more comfortable in terms of what's happening, because I know that around May or June, there's going to be a point where it's coming into where I have to start being careful. So then I'll start looking at price around that, and has it hit levels? What's it doing? And then I've got another time target of November, and then these are the things I look at. I look at time first, and then I go into price, and it's really helped me a lot in terms of not panicking, not being too emotional, not FOMOing in, and all this sort of stuff. I'm just very calm when it comes to looking at the markets, because I look at yearly cycles, I look at quarterly, monthly, and everything, to be honest, is left right translated. You can analyze the markets all you want. You can analyze yearly left translated cycles, yearly right translated cycles, monthly, weekly, daily. You can do it all. It just takes time. And obviously, you can do the 4-year Bitcoin cycle as well. So for me, these left and right translated is nothing new. It happens everywhere. You just have to look at the patterns. So that's how I look at the markets nowadays.
Yeah, interesting take, Oz. Yeah, because look, you know, looking at this, we're talking about May and June as, you know, your time, okay? And possibly then reassess what happens after that. And just for the listeners' benefit, Oz, you're talking about Bitcoin here, isn't it? Yeah. And of course, when it comes to Bitcoin, this timeline, we're talking about this particular period, looking at the cycles and things like that. Naturally, the alts would follow after that as well. Or do you see it different, Oz, you know, in terms of how Bitcoin behaves and, you know, how do you factor in, according to your way of looking at TA based upon time, with alts as well?
I think with alts now, especially now, after people have seen the Bitcoin ETF sort of hype narrative, the next narrative is the ETH ETF. And with the ETH ETF, when Ethereum starts going crazy like it started to now, that money flows into the alts, so you're gonna see the alts. And generally, anyway, if you look at most cycles, once BTC is close to its all-time high, surpasses the all-time high, that's when all the money starts flowing into alts. I know people I read somewhere that this is all ETF money, and ETF money won't go into alts. But the wider picture is the market. You got the retail's gonna come back in. You're going to start getting, it's going to be all over the news, and, you know, the FOMO is going to kick in, and these things move fast. And the money that flows into BTC and with the ETF hype with ETH, the alts will start picking up. And I, you know, my target of, like I said, total three, I'd probably get to, I don't know, 2.5 trillion or something. That's one of my first targets, or about 1.7 to 2.5 trillion. You know, that's, and we're at almost 600 billion now. So, you know, that's a 4x or something of the market where we are now. So, you know, that's going to do crazy gains to your alts if you're in decent ones. So I wouldn't worry about alts. I think they're going to start exploding very soon. And it's just in relation to Bitcoin, they're always one phase behind. Alts are phase three, Bitcoin's phase four, phase five for Bitcoin's all-time highs. And then alts will catch up. So I'm not worried. Look at the charts I post on Twitter in terms of alts versus Bitcoin in terms of the time and price, and you'll see it very clearly. Going back to 2023, this chart I've been updating it. Well, I've done the chart, but I've been posting it regularly, you know, every few months. And it's just following the pattern. So alts will explode. As Bitcoin is taking most of the liquidity right now, it's up 5% today. But yeah, give it some time, and you'll see the alts start catching up as well. And it could, you know what, it's very, I read something on Twitter the other day, and you know, many people were expecting a 2017 style altcoin pump. We didn't really get that. We got a mad, crazy face melting pump. Don't get me wrong, it was crazy in 2021, but we didn't get that blow off top and that alt madness. But I think this cycle we probably will. I think it's going to be so aggressive, and we're going to get some crazy pumps. We just have to be patient.
Yeah, so interesting times ahead of us, listeners. So do invest wisely. Choose the correct projects. Do a lot of reading, and you know, block out the noise as much as possible as well. And don't get hyped, caught up as well. Plus, okay, profits are profits. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's a 1x or a 5x or a 10x. Okay, the point is, when you're making money, you're making money. So sometimes what happens is greed actually comes into the thing, and we think instead of you know, profiting from a 5x, we're actually losing a 5x, which is actually ridiculous. But the point is that it's easier said than done when you're going through a cycle and you're seeing, you know, crazy gains and things like that, and you know, seeing your name in shiny lights, scoring the winner. So obviously, you know, just control your emotions as well. And this is a, you know, reminder to myself. I'm sure Oz, you know, try to be as clinical as possible when it comes to profit taking and protecting your portfolios as well. But Oz, you know, just segueing on to other issues, yeah, you know, interesting things happening in the overall crypto space. You know, we know we're talking about analysis, we're talking about price, we're talking about time frames, we're talking about, you know, how Bitcoin is doing it as a champion, the daddy of all, you know, coins. But let's look at more of the shiny stuff at the moment, yeah, the things that perk everyone's interest, you know. And these are the altcoins, and we're talking about gems and stuff like that. But it's been interesting. Since the last time we did do a podcast, we've seen our Dimension airdrop come in, and Dimension actually looks like a solid one. You know, a few other airdrops are coming on to Injective Protocol. I think, not Helix, Hydro coming out soon. If anybody is actually farming, you know, all of a sudden the whole community have become farmers and waking up 6 o'clock in the morning farming. You know, I'm trying to say we're all farmers now. But yeah, it's when you benefit, because it's actually, you've got to just strengthen your position and, you know, build your portfolio. But Oz, you were talking about something interesting. Just, you know, you mentioned it at the top of the podcast. And, you know, while you were falling asleep, I was bright up, you know, early. Already nearly finished my day. And you're talking about Toshipad, Oz, yeah? And, you know, going back onto a podcast episode, BRC20 tokens and your Pepe gains that you were fortunate to get into, as well as Audi. Now, you're talking about Toshipad, Oz, yeah? And what exactly happened yesterday? Because it's a bit of an interesting story, Oz, you know, with a lot of panic and, you know, people just falling down and the world's burning, and, you know, you were calm with something that you were fortunate to, you know, farm. So give us
your story. It's funny because I think back in February 2022, I minted these coins called Cancel, and I had no idea what they were. It was CNCL. I thought it stood for cancel, but I was just doing it just to mess about with BRC20 tokens. So I minted quite a few, and then about 6 months later, I found out I minted the Council BRC20, and there's some kind of big BRC20 project. And what they're releasing is the first IDO platform for BRC20s, which is called Toshipad. So then, obviously, I got into the whitelist because I had held these tokens. But there was so much demand for it, right? I think it sold out on Bybit in 16 seconds. But on the Toshipad site, the servers were going just crashing, and it was so hard to mint the tokens, and people were complaining. It was not, you know, it took me about 2 hours, but I ended up minting about 5,000 tokens or so, which is you know, decent for Toshipad. And then I got a free airdrop out of that as well. So Toshipad looks like the first IDO for BRC20s. Hopefully they upgrade their servers, because the demand is crazy. They've got another IDO coming out in 10 days time. So yeah, it'd be interesting to look at the IDOs for BRC20s. As we know, you know, the IDOs seasons go crazy as well. Like we had last time in terms of paid network, Polka Starter, Now you got like Seedify, ChainGPT nowadays doing some crazy things. So yeah, that took me a couple of hours, and it was I feel sorry for the admin. You know, he really tried his best to calm things down, but I guess when you have that much demand and servers crashing and all that sort of stuff, it wasn't really a good look. But that was their first attempt at, you know, minting an IDO on the BRC20 chain. So hopefully they upgrade their servers for the next IDO, and yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Oz, the thing is, I'm just looking at the Ordinals Council, CNCL, mint. And the thing is, you know, at the moment, looking at it from a market cap perspective, Oz, it's only 1.661 million, which is absolutely ridiculous, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I don't really have any Ordinals BRC20 tokens in my portfolio, Oz, so this is something that I need to look at. But, you know, obviously you want to diversify, have, you know, a couple of interesting narratives that are, you know, you expect that could possibly potentially gain a lot for you in the coming alt season. But yeah, interesting, Oz, because when we're talking about what's the term you use or expression when a particular project launches on something, first adapter, or what is it? What's the word? You know what I mean?
First
mover, that's it. So, for example, like Ninja token, which, you know, is recovering quite well, actually. You know, I think I'm going to keep that one all the way. But like Ninja, for example, was the first mover as a meme token on Injective Protocol. And similarly, when it comes to the Toshi Pad, Oz, it's an interesting one that certain moves that you do back in days when, because you know what it is, you know, Oz, like going back to 2023, when the markets were dead, you know, there's projects coming out, they seem a bit scammy, and you know, you do them, and then 12 months down the line, or 6 or 12 months down the line, you've been airdropped, and you find out that it's actually was worth that hassle in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, that's crazy. You have to build in the bear market and then enjoy the fruits of the bull. That's how it goes.
Yeah, you have to enjoy the fruits of the bull, definitely. And Oz, look, looking at other altcoins as well, because we did, I think you updated the gems list, the live database on the Markets Unplugged website, talking about Andro, Mida, Cubic, which is an interesting one related to artificial intelligence, and Charting as well. I don't know how you pronounce it. But those three, we're going to be reviewing very, very soon. And do check those out as well. I'll be publishing the reviews out hopefully in the next week and a half. So you need to check those out as well. But Oz, I mean, what's been happening with you regarding, like, you know, your experience with what's happening with new projects and airdrops or farming recently? Because I haven't had a chance to actually catch up. And it'd be good, you know, if you've got any things that you've done recently over the last few days that you can share with our listeners.
There's something that's exciting for our community, and I'll probably share this soon. But there's a company that you know, we don't really do partnerships or paid partnerships, but this one was quite interesting because what this group does is fairly new group, and I've tested their platform out for about a week and a half, and it looks pretty decent. So for our community, what this group does, it gives, you can say, it's completely AI driven, like an AI portfolio tracker with signals, not signals in terms of buy here, buy there, in terms of they have a portfolio where they add or they sell, and they track the market. It's got comprehensive DeFi research. It's got, you know, they make strategic moves. It's got a community, you know, it's pretty good in terms of the way they identify their portfolio. So they have high caps, mid caps, and low caps that they identify. And if they've put, you know, if they've added to their position, or if they've sold their position. And I've been looking at it for a week or two, and they have some really good research and really good information. And, you know, they've decided to partner with us, and they're giving away 10 free memberships for our community. And will be tweeting how to get those free memberships. But if you're, especially at this stage of the market, if you were sidelined or you don't know what's going on and you don't know when to sell or you don't know when to buy, in terms of the kind of AI kind of research into the market, it's actually pretty impressive. And even with the coins that they've picked, you know, similar coins that we've picked as well. But the small caps I'm really interested in because they've got quite a few decent ones. So yeah, that will be shared with our community, and maybe you can get, you know, your 10, we've got 10 free memberships to give out. So that would be good for you guys, and you can just test it out. There's no obligation, in terms of if you don't like it, you can always quit. You know, you can leave the group or you can leave it. You can sign up for a month. You can, it's 10 free monthly memberships, so you can sign up for a month, test it out. If you think it's good, you stay. If you don't think it's good, then you just leave. So, it's pretty, but especially for newer investors, and a lot of the retail market is going to come in now, and you don't want to get burnt. So, you know, they caught quite a lot of the major moves as well, and they've got evidence behind it. You know, a lot of the major moves they've caught. So I think it would be good for people to test it out maybe.
Yeah, so do look out for this, listeners, okay? So in our community, we're going to be giving these giveaways with these 10 memberships to anyone, and we'll tweet this out from our Crypto Unplugged tweet. You'd find also more information related to that as well. But interesting, Oz, because, you know, looking at that as well, you know, I testing this type of thing, it does have some interesting information based upon trend models as well, like, for example, total market cap, ETH BTC, others dominance, SPX as well, and Dixie as well. So, you know, and for someone, for example, looking at these trend models, and it's obviously done in a graphics way, talking about allocations of altcoins as well, lid high and low ones as well, it just obviously gives users or investors, you know, different tools to look out before they start to invest as well. So do look out for that, Oz. It is interesting. I've had a brief look myself, and hopefully I'll be using this as well to, you know, integrate into my gems selection as well, Oz. But yeah
definitely. That's a good thing. Well, I just think it's a good thing. Any kind of thing that helps and gives you an edge, and with these kind of AI trend models and a lot of the data, it was actually really interesting. I got a really good piece of information yesterday in terms of the leaders and laggards of the market, you know, what's leading the way and what's lagging. And you know, you could then look in, for example, AI. We all know AI is leading the way, but it was interesting to know that layer twos were lagging in terms of their price. So you could always rotate capital from the leaders back into the ones who are lagging. So you can, rotate capital from AI into layer twos, because that's probably going to be set to go as well, and so forth. So it's got some really good research. They collate a lot of good research, and research takes time, but these guys collate a lot of good research. And if you got it all in one place and you can just look and read, you know, you probably can, in an hour, you can probably get all the information that you need that probably would have taken you, a few weeks or a month. And also, they've got portfolio trackers in terms of what they are buying and if they're long on it or if they've exited the position. So it's really good. And the really good thing I like about it, it's got the high, mid, and low market cap coins. So if you're risk averse, stick with the high market cap coins. Most of us know what they are, the good ones. But if you're like a bit of a degen and you want a sub 50 million market cap coin, or you want something really small, a little meme token here and there, which they added a meme token today, but I won't share that at the moment. But I was looking into it and it looked pretty decent. But yeah, it's try it out. I will test it out, and it's free. You know, 10 free memberships, so test it out for a month. If you win, and good luck with your crypto journey, I guess.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that meme a bit later on, Oz, yeah, just to keep it a bit secret, so make an entry. Yeah, and Oz, I mean, just on talking about AI projects and stuff, okay, I mean, look, if I were to ask you a question on top of your head, and obviously, listeners, it's not reversed, yeah, at the moment, what currently is the best community, okay, project-wise, on Twitter right now?
Are you asking me or the? I'm asking you.
I'm asking you. Who are the most engaging? Okay, based upon. I'm not talking about memes at the moment. I'm talking about projects that have been around for a while. What would you say is the most engaging and most active community? 100%. Yeah. Okay. That you gave the right answer. And Track, as you know, I'm glad that I did make an entry into this. You've also been talking about Track for a long time. You've held on for a long time. You know, I just think this is something really, really good to look into. But anyway, listeners, Oz, any final thoughts before we close this episode 61 when Bitcoin, on a day that Bitcoin actually broke 61? Any final thoughts?
It says it actually went to 64. But now it's just...
Is it?
64 went to the went to the target that I was expecting. I actually did a little update a little while ago. 64,000 was its NPOC level, which is hit. Let's see if it can break that or will we get a little pullback now. But yes, it's interesting. It's Bitcoin is funny. These days are kind of funny. But anyway,
so hold on a second. Oz, since recording, okay, since episode 61 was 61, yeah. So my line is actually irrelevant now. Shit. So it's gone to 64 in the last.
Yeah, but it's hit the NPOC level, so it might retrace a bit. So just leave it how it was.
Leave it how it is. Anyway, so thanks, Oz, for another fantastic episode. Listeners, do follow the socials. Oz is active as ever on there at Ask Crypto Wealth for Oz, and for me at Dr. Crypto 47. And as for Crypto Unplugged, at crypto_unplugged. And do check out the Markets Unplugged.
Thanks for listening to Crypto Unplugged. We hope you learned something from this episode. For more information, check us out on Twitter at crypto_unplugged. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to like and review us. And thanks again for listening to Crypto Unplugged.